President Biden took a victory lap this morning on news from the Labor Department that employers added 916,000 jobs last month, the largest job gain since August. And he brushed off Republican criticism of a massive $2 trillion infrastructure plan that he announced this week, which would raise corporate taxes to pay for rebuilding crumbling roads and bridges, bringing broadband to all Americans, getting rid of lead pipes, and more.
I think the Republicans' voters are going to have a lot to say about whether we get a lot of this done.
Biden's chief of staff says the president intends to deliver on that plan with or without Republicans. Our Friday Politics Roundtable joins us now to talk about that and what the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis is telling us about our country. Jesse Holland is a host at C-SPAN's Washington Journal, and Kimberly Atkins is senior opinion writer at the Boston Globe. Welcome to you both. Always good to speak with you.
Hi
there. Thank
you.
So, Jesse, start with you. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't sound like he's going to be going to the White House anytime soon to talk about this infrastructure plan. Here he is yesterday.
I don't think the American people gave them a mandate to drive our country all the way to the political left. But they're not deterred by that, and they're going to try to do it anyway. And I'm going to fight them every step of the way because I think this is the wrong prescription for America.
We've now had a few days to see how this is shaking out politically. Does this plan have a chance of going anywhere?
Well, you have to keep in mind that Mitch McConnell is famously known as Senator No. So what we can tell you immediately is that it's not going to get the majority support from Republicans in the Senate. The question becomes with whether they will attempt to filibuster the bill to keep it from going through, or will they just oppose it and allow it to go through. No matter what President Biden does, there are going to be very few bills that Senator Mitch McConnell is going to say, yes, this is the right idea, we should do it. The only question comes, how much opposition will he have against the bill? Will he tell his Republican colleagues to filibuster it, or will he tell them just not to vote for it and allow Democrats to pass it with just Republican votes? I think it has a chance, but it all depends on whether Republicans and Senator Mitch McConnell decide to pull out the filibuster on the bill or not.
Well, and Democrats are already talking about budget reconciliation, which means they wouldn't need any Republican support, but that would be something worth following here. Republicans are pointing out that only 5% of the money in the bill goes to roads and bridges, and Biden, it knows it's a big government proposal. He's even said as much, and he's got to sell it during a pandemic when the federal government is stepping up to try to stop the virus. Kimberly, is that going to help him or hurt him in getting this passed?
Well, I think it depends on how he messages this. I mean, if he messages this as a 21st century infrastructure bill, which is just not just about roads and bridges, right? It's about connecting people to the economy in the way that they interact with the economy. That includes increasing broadband, which is something that he's focused on. That includes money toward turning school buses into electric vehicles, for example. That includes home health care, $400 billion to expand Medicaid home services. So it's looking at this in a different way. That's not just about fixing roads and bridges, which are very important. That's how you get goods to places where they're needed. But looking at this in a new way that can touch folks across the country, not in just certain segments of the economy. So if it's sold that way by Biden and Democrats, it could very much seem as a winning plan and something that can counteract that Republican opposition.
Well, you know, Kimberly, I mean, you're talking about messaging here. And on both this COVID relief package that he already signed and the new infrastructure plan, President Biden is making basically the same argument, which is Republican lawmakers don't like these bills, but many Republican voters do. And that's what really matters, he says. Now, this sounds a lot like the White House message on Obamacare more than a decade ago when Biden was vice president. And frankly, it didn't work out. Many GOP voters did indeed like elements of the Affordable Care Act, but Republican politicians still made Obamacare a winning issue for them in the next midterm election. So how does Biden avoid a repeat of that outcome?
Well, I think that was in part a messaging problem, right? I mean, in part, it was a rollout problem. It was a problem with trying to perhaps negotiate too much with Republicans to the point that the law itself became weakened and still got no Republican support. So we saw a lot of problems with the way that it was rolled out, the way that it was leaving out certain gaps among people in coverage. And then people still didn't like Obamacare. They liked aspects of it. If you ask people individually, do you like coverage for pre-existing conditions? Yes. Do you like being able to put children on your insurance until they're 25? Yes. But Obamacare became a boogeyman. So it's in part, it is about messaging as well as putting forward an effective plan that seems to work. With the coronavirus relief plan, for example, people got relief. We're seeing vaccines being rolled out. More people are getting them. It seems to be working, and that's what keeps it popular. The same thing has to happen here. You have to have be able to follow through on it and also really explain to people what it does to get them on board.
Jesse, the president says he's tackling racial inequities with this bill. For example, he's proposing help for some home health care workers who are predominantly Black women, money for minority neighborhoods divided by highways. Do you see political will in this Congress for that?
Oh, well, do you see political will from Democrats? Yes. Do you see political will from Republicans? Probably not. As Kimberly was saying, that one of the biggest problems with the rollout of the Obamacare bill was that, first of all, the rollout wasn't great. If we think back to it, there were problems with getting people signed up, but they changed it so they could attempt to get Republicans on board, and Republicans never came. And so he just had a weaker bill with no Republican support. What the Biden administration is doing is they're throwing that completely, that plan completely out. They're saying, Republicans, we already understand you're not going to be with us, so we're going to do the things that we think should be done, and because we know you're going to vote against it anyway. So those aspects of the bill that talk to the Democratic base, which in a lot of places is voters of color, those, the Congress as a whole might not be for it, but Democrats are now understanding that Republicans are likely not going to vote for their bills anyway, so they're taking care of their constituents in these legislative pieces that they're putting forward.
Jesse, why don't we dig into this fight that big corporations are having with politicians this week over voting rights? Texas Lieutenant Right. Governor Dan Patrick is now saying that Texans are fed up with corporations that don't share our values trying to dictate public policy. That's after Fort Worth-based American Airlines said it was strongly opposed to a bill that state senators passed yesterday to restrict voting access. Of course, there's Georgia. Some Republicans are talking about new tax penalties against Delta, which had said that Georgia's new voting restrictions were based on a lie about election fraud. Isn't this kind of amazing? Are you surprised that Republicans are fighting back so hard against these big, iconic companies?
Normally, corporations would be on the side of Republicans in many of these fights simply because most corporations want fewer taxes. And that seems to be the thing that the Republican Party cares more about than anything else, tax breaks. But now, with such pressure being put on corporations because of the internet and because of social media, to ensure their businesses keep moving forward, corporations are now speaking up on issues they would have been silent on in the past. And they're responding to issues like voting rights that they would have never talked about in the past. And that's putting Republicans in a bit of a bind because they care about corporate donations. And if they turn on the corporations and what the corporations want, that might hurt them down the road. So the corporations are trying to figure out a nice balancing act between not being boycotted by their core customers and right. staying on the right side of the politicians who control their tax breaks. So they're still trying to figure out a place where they can walk that line evenly right now. But right now, it's getting a little difficult for them.
Maybe less surprising is that the president is weighing in. During an interview with ESPN this week, President Biden was asked if Major League Baseball should move its All-Star game this summer out of Atlanta.
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that.
Kimberly, what do you think of the president weighing in on this issue?
Well, I think that is an important issue. Look, we saw the way that sports was used to foment culture wars in the last administration. So the Biden administration, clearly the president sees if he can leverage anything, including sports, to be used in a way that pushes forward the progressive policies he's backing, he's going to get behind doing that. And we saw sports play an incredibly important role, for example, in the Black Lives Matter movement. Increasingly over the last year. And so certainly that's an area that could be in play when it comes to things like voting rights.
Kimberly Adkins is a senior opinion writer for the Boston Globe. Thank you for your time. As always, Jesse Hollins is a host for C-SPAN's Washington Journal. Thanks for digging into the week's news for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.